As the TMT standoff stretches into its second month, astronomers who withdrew from the mountain are looking forward to getting back to work. Here to talk about the latest activity tied to Mauna Kea is HPR's Ku'uwei Hiraishi. Morning.
Good morning, Catherine. That's right. So on any given day up on Mauna Kea, we see anywhere from 50 to 70 employees actually going up Monday through Friday, and another several hundred that stay down in the base facility, admin staff and whatnot. So we should see a lot of traffic going up to Mauna Kea this week. But we wanted to look more deeper into the astronomy sector here in Hawaii, specifically dealing with jobs. So the most recent figures that we have is this 2014 report by UH's Economic Research Organization. And it shows that around roughly nearly 1,400 jobs, astronomy sector and astronomy related jobs are here statewide in Hawaii. So a pretty big one of the biggest astronomy sectors in the country. So second really only to California, who has Caltech and Palomar Observatory. So lots of employees there. But supporters of the 30-meter telescope are saying that if the telescope isn't built, that, you know, it could jeopardize sort of future jobs and the future of astronomy here in Hawaii. So we wanted to get deeper into that. Got to speak to Kiloha Pishoda, whose name a lot of folks out there might be recognized, because she is one of the leaders of the group calling themselves Kia'ia Protectors of Mauna Kea. But before that, she spent about a decade working as a telescope tech up at the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope. And she's skeptical of this promise of jobs.
I just think that that's not really in evidence. And if it were, we would be doing really well. Since 1968, since astronomy's been up there. I mean, I did work for the British government. I worked in the science division. There was only two other Hawaiians on the British telescope, and I think very low numbers of local people.
So that has been a challenge for that particular sector, is finding highly qualified local residents to fill some of these positions. So I think it was interesting to look for statistics on this, because not a lot of people are following this. But back in 2007, so a very dated survey done by UH, University of Hawaii, found that only about 18%, 1/8 of the astronomy observatories, technical and administrative staff based on Hawaii Island were actually born on that island. And I think in total, another 33% were residents of the state. So maybe not born here, but at least, you know, the money is going back into the community here and the economy here. Since this has been a challenge for that particular sector, a longtime Hawaii veteran astronomer, Doug Simons, who's been here for nearly 30 years, career up on Mauna Kea, current executive director of the Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope. This has been his focus. He's at that point in his career where he wants to make sure that any future jobs up on the mountain can be secured by a local residence because they have access to these sort of world-renowned telescopes. So this has kind of been his baby. He started a program called Mauna Kea Scholars in partnership with the other observatories up there. So the observatories give free observatory time to high school kids. It's a multi-year program. And to sort of just get them in the door and show them that they can have this opportunity, this career in astronomy, and you have access right in your backyard. Doug is actually, R. Simons is working on the Mauna Kea Scholars Program, which he believes is sort of the front of that pipeline to get more local residents into astronomy.
It's so satisfying to, in particular with the Mauna Kea Scholar Program, to see these kids submit their observing proposals, just like, you know, quote, real astronomers. So I literally read every observing proposal submitted by all these schools across, we've got them on six islands now. It is so fun to go to, for example, Molokai. Those kids, you know, have never, ever had the opportunity to participate in Hawaii astronomy. Those schools in particular are important to me because I grew up in a real small town, and I was thinking how much I would have loved to have access to Palomar Observatory. That was pre-Mauna Kea, and how transformative that could have been for me. So that's kind of, for me, the beginning of the pipeline.
Right. So these high school students said they get field mentors, so graduate students from the Institute for Astronomy throughout this process. They can take their observation data, I guess, and turn it into a science fair project. So lots of opportunities that are sort of we're seeing kind of that pipeline, the beginning of the pipeline grow, and hopefully will move into the jobs that are up there on the mountain right now.
Yeah, I think recently we put the spotlight on Pisces, and I know they were talking about a space camp they had for young girls to try and get them encourage them to get into the science field. And it makes sense, you know, and I know they're trying to get into the schools in the younger grades as well.
Right. And I think that the idea of the 30-meter telescope has already invested about $5 million in STEM education and opportunities like this for these students. So when we think about how we're going to build that pipeline, that investment is something that's weighing on folks' minds. But I also got to talk, it's nothing like a conversation with an economist to kind of sift through all this data. Carl Bonham, our economics professor up at UH, but also executive director of UH's economic research organization, who put out this report. He says statewide in that initial report in 2012, we were seeing about $170 million of investment from astronomy-related activities, so it going back into the economy. And for him, you know, when we talk about job numbers and economic impact of astronomy, he says it's a little bit bigger than that.
Really, you really shouldn't be focusing on just the size of the industry in terms of its output or how many jobs. It's the nature of the industry that's so important, in that it's we're essentially bringing money in from the rest of the world. It's an export good.
Right. So that idea that we are producing research up in these telescopes, world-renowned research that can also go back into our economy. He also talked about spillover jobs, which was interesting because according to Simons, at least, when you talk about the amount of scientists or astronomers actually in this workforce of 1,300, we're really only seeing about 15% of that as actually, you know, the astronomers up with this, all this data, all of its like technical support. So technicians that actually operate the telescopes, engineers that work on instruments or the telescope itself. Those are the jobs that we're trying to look at filling. But Bonham also says that in terms of the economy right now, when we talk about economic diversification, right, getting off of tourism, which we know has been our dependence right now in Hawaii, that astronomy is sort of that perfect key for that.
The bottom line is that in terms of real spending, tourism hasn't shown any real growth since the 90s. We're basically this is kind of hard for people to believe, but in terms of how much is actually being spent in the economy by tourists in real dollars, it's about the same today as it was in 1990, 1991. In other words, that's not what's causing our economy to grow. And so, you know, having these other sectors that can contribute and, you know, good-paying, high-skill jobs is crucial to our future.
This is a very interesting sort of idea when you think about the economy and where astronomy is going in the future, in that sort of all the other, you know, industries that we have here in Hawaii.
I'm kind of surprised that that the scientists don't have better data about you know, what you looked at instead of just the older numbers. I mean, I'm just struck, and I think lots of people are, is how organized the anti side is. You know, we've had lots of activities this weekend. There was a march on Maui. I think the surfers did a whole campaign. And then Tulsi Gabbard showed up on the mountain also this weekend.
That's right. And organization has been, I think, it's made a big difference for those in that camp. And I think that on the scientist side, we may hopefully see better data and more recent data to help us make a better decision.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks, Catherine.
We've been talking to Kuvei Hiraishi about getting back to work on the mountain. You can find her stories online at hawaiipublicradio.org.